Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me back again.
Well, happy Thanksgiving on this Thursday, and I thought it would be timely if we chatted about a topic that is coming up here in a few days, which is Cyber Monday. Obviously, tomorrow is Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year, but Cyber Monday is the Monday to follow. So can you tell us a little bit about what is Cyber Monday?
Well, Cyber Monday is the day of the year that most of the online shopping is done, which means it's the day of the year that the entire criminal world is trying to steal your money and trying to steal your online identity. So consumers need to really be aware and be careful. When you go to a website, they might have a logo that says BBB for Better Business Bureau.
Right.
But anyone can put any picture on their website. You actually need to go to the Better Business website and make sure that that business is certified. Any business can put any picture on their website, so don't believe the pictures. You actually have to follow up and check and make sure it's true. If you don't, you're likely to become a victim.
Interesting.
And it's really that simple.
So I guess it must be folks getting back into the office and wanting to get some holiday shopping done online. I mean, what about those secure logos that you find on some sites that, you know, your transaction is secure by X, Y, or Z? Are there certain logos that hold more weight if they are sites that are secured?
No, there is no logo that holds any weight unless you check it out.
Interesting.
I mean, I went to a website. It was a spyware tool. I mean, they don't call it spyware because it's allegedly sold for legitimate purposes. And their online transactions, they claim, were secured by McAfee Security, which they might actually use McAfee Security, but the product itself is spyware.
Right.
So, no, you can't trust any picture on a website. You have to follow it up and make sure that they're actually certified. I've seen fake antivirus products that display a Virus Bulletin logo. It's not that Virus Bulletin approves of this. It's just that in some countries, it's impossible to prosecute for fraudulent use. So you have to check with the actual certification body and make sure that they actually certify that product. If a product says they're a member of the Better Business Bureau, check with the Better Business Bureau.
That's interesting.
I can say I'm approved by the President of the United States of America, but if you check with the President of the United States of America, he'll say, I don't know who Randy Abrams is.
No, good point. And I mean, that is something that folks should definitely keep in mind. I mean, what are some of the risks associated with shopping online?
The biggest risk is that you give away your credit card information so people can start using your credit card without your authority. That's the biggest risk.
Are there any tips if folks are going to be shopping online this holiday season? Are there a few things that they can do to protect themselves?
Deal with reputable vendors. I mean, if you're going to a place like Amazon.com, that's going to be pretty safe. If you're going to Target.com, if you're going to Outpost.com, which is Fry's retail outlet, that's pretty safe. But if you're checking with a site that you've never visited before, check out their credentials. I recently bought a product from a place in Oregon. I'd never heard of them before, but I didn't believe their credentials online. I checked them out, and they checked out okay. I went to the Better Business Bureau. I went to sites that they claimed they were registered with and found out that their logos were legitimate. There are hundreds of sites out there that have pictures that make you believe that they're legitimate. But
right.
If you check them out, you'll find out they're not. So do a little research. Don't just believe what you see on a web page, because anyone can put any picture on a web page. It's really simple.
What about a simple tool like having one credit card for only online purchases. I mean, is that something that might help keep people protected? Or
yes, definitely. Having a separate credit card with a very low credit limit is beneficial. It limits how much you could possibly lose. So I definitely recommend that as a strategy to deal with online shopping.
Now, is it more dangerous, I guess, to shop online on Cyber Monday than other days? I mean, if folks are going to shop online, should they just decide not to do it on Cyber Monday?
No, it really doesn't make a lot of difference. There's 364 other days that the criminals are after your information, too. So I wouldn't be afraid of Cyber Monday. I would use the exact same precautions on that Monday as I would any other day of the year.
Good to know. Well, Randy, I definitely appreciate you taking the time to chat with us, as well as offer our listeners with tips and ways to stay protected this holiday season. Thanks so much. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.